This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah. In today's times, it's really tough finding good friends to be with. I read this story and I really thought, subhanAllah, how true is this? So I wanted to share the story with you guys. It's called Three Types of People. A teacher once showed a boy three toys and he asked the student to find out what is the difference between them. So all three toys looked exactly alike. They looked identical in their shape, size, and material. After keen observation, the student finally observed there was holes in the toys. The first toy had a hole in its both ears. The second toy had holes in the ear and the mouth. And the third toy had only one hole in one of its ears. So then with the help of the teacher, the student took a needle. And the student was told, put the needle through the holes. So the student first put the needle in the toy of the hole with of the toy with the hole of the two ears. So the needle went through one ear and it came out the other. In the second toy, when he put the needle in, it went in the ear and it came out of the mouth. And in the third toy, when he put the needle in, it didn't come out. So what did this represent? Well, the first toy represented those people that are around us who give us an impression that they're listening to us and everything we say and that they care for us, but they just pretend to do so. After listening, as the needle comes out the next year, what tends to happen is we can't really count on them. So we have to be really careful when we're speaking to these types of people, for they don't really care. They're just there and they're nodding and they're saying, but they don't really care. The second toy represents the types of people who listen to us and everything that we say, and they give us an impression that they do care for us. But as in the toy, the needle comes out from the mouth. These are the people who will use the things that we've said to them and the words against us by telling either what we've said to them to others or bringing it out for their own purposes, like confidential issues for their own purposes, whenever they feel that it's needed. And the third toy, which was the needle that went in the ear and that did not come out from it, these are the types of people that will keep our trust, will be there for us, inshallah, will be the ones we can count on. So what's the moral of the story? That we should always be around the type of people that who are going to be trustworthy and honest and good people, inshallah. They're going to not only, because there are so many people who listen to what we tell them, but subhanAllah, unfortunately, it comes back out of either their mouths or, you know, they don't care from one ear and the other, right? So what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us? He said, a person is likely to follow the religion of his friend. So look at whom you befriend. And this is in the books of Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi. So it's so important if we want to be with righteous people, that we hang around righteous people. If we want to be with honest people, we hang around honest people. If we want to become a better person, then those are the types of people we look for, inshallah. And the ones we have to let go if they're not good for us. If they've got too much poison in them and too much drama in them and too much, you know, badness in them, then we just gotta let them go, subhanAllah. So, Jazakallah khairan and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.